Hare Krishna. Today is, some of you may know, the flotilla celebration down the Thames for the Queen meaning the Queen of England's 60th Jubilee. They call it Diamond Jubilee. And it's very interesting. There are festivities because the monarchy is popular, but she's especially popular, having unflinchingly done her work service over the last 60 years, which is quite an achievement, doing your job for 60 years straight. Celebrations are going on right from the tip of Scotland to the southern tip of England, and with all kinds of street parties and garden parties and festivals and concerts, and particularly a very extraordinary feature of the festivity is now this flotilla, or this procession of boats, 1,000 boats down the Thames, over a distance of, I think, over 10 kilometers. And among those boats is, of course, the boat of the Queen, which is a sort of decorative barge that was renovated over the past six months. And from what I heard, they're using enough gold leaf in it to gold leaf an entire football field. Well, I could have given them a football field to gold leaf in Hungary, but in any case, what's very interesting is that how much inclined people are towards such festivities, although there are a certain group of Republicans who think that all of this is a waste, and that the monarchy itself is outdated. But still, for the most part, as I mentioned, people are very favorably inclined, and they're very much into celebrating. They want the celebration, and they're really enjoying this celebration. Unfortunately, the celebration does not include the person who's most worthy to be celebrated, and that is Lord Krishna. In that sense, I was thinking that the Queen is meant to be the representative of the Lord, and even if she's accepting some kind of respect, honor, and recognition as the defender of the faith and the representative of the faith, she should be passing on publicly, making known, passing on the respect that she's receiving from her subjects to the Supreme Lord. In the same way that when Yudhisthira Maharaj had his Rajasuya sacrifice, then he made it known very publicly, and that's why a quarrel ensued with Shishupal, that it was on Krishna's behalf that he was accepting all of these things. It was Krishna who had requested him to perform the Rajasuya Yaga, and that Krishna was the most worshipable person of the universe. So he didn't fail to make that point and make it very, very strongly. Unfortunately, I think the Queen will not make that point, that actually I'm not worthy of all of this. I'm accepting this on behalf of the Supreme Lord, who is the Supreme Monarch. So were she to say something like that, that would be very good to hear. Although in a secular society, it would be something that you need to have a lot of courage to say. Over and beyond that, what is, I guess you could say, lamentable is that this festival is not taking place, for instance, for Radha Landanishwara. They're not having the flotilla with the main boat and placing Lord Jagannath or Radha Landanishwara in there and having festivities throughout London for their installation ceremony, which recently was its 40th year and will be maybe when it's the 50th or the 60th or the 100th, then people will actually come to their senses. Ultimately, the prediction of Vaishnava scriptures is that there will be a real resurgence of Krishna consciousness for the next 5,000 years, well, 10,000 years altogether, but 5,000 years ascending and 5,000 years waning. And so, hopefully in the future, we could expect to see, maybe not us, but others, next generations, will be able to see such a flotilla of boats where, yes, Lord Jagannath is there and all of London is out celebrating, or where we could have the same type of procession could be going on also in Hungary, down the Danube. They could be doing the exact same thing for Radha Shamsundar and enjoying a real festivity of Sankirtan, of taking prasadam, of Abhishek, different types of festivals, because you can, from the pictures that I see on BBC, can see how much people are actually enjoying it. People enjoy a festival. But unfortunately, that festival is missing its real essence and doesn't give them the real ultimate benefit that a festival would bestow upon them, which is spiritual advancement by glorifying the Lord. So we're Utsava. Krishna consciousness is meant to be a source of wonderful Utsava festivals. And the word Utsava comes from Utsahan, that which is enlivening. And Srimad Bhagavatam says, what is it that enlivens one? Dhyanatma supersedati, something that enlivens the soul. Something that awakens the soul to its original constitutional position. Unfortunately, the people of London today are not being awakened to their constitutional position, but just the opposite. They're also going to be indulging in drink and other things, all in the name of having this celebration. But hopefully we can look forward to a time when people will really know how to celebrate, they'll really know how to enjoy themselves in a transcendental way by connecting with the supreme monarch, and that monarchs of that time and politicians and prime ministers and presidents, they'll be honest enough to say, actually, I'm only here to represent the Supreme Lord, whatever concept people have of God, that they should recognize that if they have any type of authority, that authority is just invested in them to represent the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We'll see it. I'm hoping maybe I can see it Radha Shamsundar's 25th anniversary grand flotilla down the Danube. Hare Krishna.